Blog Talk Radio.
I am here for you.
This is R.
I am here to serve you.
A.
I am here to give you whatever you desire.
R.
In return.
T.
You are forever in debt.
12.
From the cradle to the grave.
We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free. I hypnotize them with scandalous propaganda, distracted by entertainment while working on my agenda. They slave for legal tender. I tax them before they dinner. I'm happy for who they are, so I teach them to switch genders. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
I ain't shit free. The ideology having a lot of money, more power to bitter empower, calling with sick junkies. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Toilet water come with a fee. I make you pay for every second you living, from the time you exit the womb to the hour you buried in a tomb. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Hell, a fee come with a fee. I'm just a country trying to conquer the planet. The resistance is merely terrorists threatening to cause damage. We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
I ain't shit free.
I ain't shit free.
We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free. I teach a mother to come to me for her money, free housing for her and kids, so I'm keeping food in their tummy. The father is just a dummy. He better give me my money or prisoners in his future. I'm pimping them till they bum me. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Jail time come with a fee. Collecting money from workers to pay the bankers and interest without an interest and feelings on how you living. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Debit cards come with a fee. You give me money for constructing the street, in the return I make you pay me for riding it with a toll fee. You ain't free.
You ain't free.
Libraries come with a fee. You better off gaining your knowledge from history. No mystery how I'm blatantly drowning you in your miseries. We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. Even when you're getting money, it's gonna come with a fee, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You a star before I let you get a penny from me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. You can make it from the bottom, still working for me, huh? We ain't free.
We ain't free.
Ain't shit free.
Ain't shit free.
We ain't free. The best lie ever told in the land of the free.
Yeah, y'all know what's going on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Snipe, you a fool for this one.
Oh, oh,
Profit Game, Double A.O. gets all lush.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know how we get down.
Everywhere I go, people always stop and stare.
Hey, why they looking at me like that?
What's that smell?
What's that smell?
I can't help it.
I can't help
I'm always putting it
about
in the air.
Oh,
me and my people,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, you feel like this motherfucker all the way up got his emoji.
Just meet up, have a session with the homies. You can even crumble it, grind it long as it's smoking. Hit the dead pig, I've been calling for strawberry OG. It's like everywhere I go, they smell it all.
Believe it,
Whole team eyes looking like from Egypt. Got the good crop, they don't go out of season. Everybody happy smiling like it's a greeting. Ay, call the weed man, tell him that I miss him. He the one to put the fuck it in my system. Eating up everything in the kitchen. Ask me, that's a hell of a five mixer. Keep the swag, got a hell of a charisma. Face one with a Dutch or a Swisher. I stay high, still die for my sisters. I love Atlanta, but I'm home of the Wizards. Hit my boy up in Cali for the shipment. I need trees like I'm celebrating Christmas. Smell the Roman like I'm letting off incense. You can smell me up close to long distance.
Everywhere I go, people always stop and stare.
Hey, why are you looking at me like
this? Looking at me wondering, what's that smell?
What's that smell?
I can't help it.
I'm
always putting it in the air.
Me
and my people,
hey,
yeah.
Me and
my people, we just
meet up, have a session with the homie. You can even crumble it, grind it long as it's smoking. Hit the dead pig, yeah, I've been calling for strawberry oats. It's like everywhere I go, they smell it on me.
I'm off the pull up, then I roll up. My cigar till it's swollen. Tell my partner, roll another. Then I light up, now we smoke up.
Roll up on you like a paraplegic.
And it
heavy on the gas, but you better believe it.
Yeah.
Victoria, you tried to tell me your secrets, but my partner told me first, so I told her to keep it. Get high altitude, straight vertical. If the blunt go round, we call it herbital. Off the good smoke, get surgical.
What?
On the mic, I don't need a knife. Stomach still growling, trying to feed my pipes. That's the gas line, might blow a half time.
No.
Niggas say they have weed, don't have mine.
Nope.
Hit the blunt twice and call foul time. Quit the roller blunt up at our time. Bunch of pre-rolls in the down line.
Lord.
Smoking good, feeling fine. Sit back, recline.
Everywhere I go, people always stop and stare.
Hey, why are you looking at me like
looking this? At me wondering, what's that smell?
What's that smell?
I can't help it. I'm always putting it
like,
in the air.
Me
and my people,
hey,
yeah.
Like this motherfucker all the
me and my people,
smoke.
We just meet up, have a session with the homie. You can even crumble it, grind it long as it's smoking. Hit the dead pig, yeah, I've been coughing strawberry OG. It's like everywhere I go, they smell it on me.
I'm a pull up, then I roll up.
Roll
my cigar till it's swollen. Tell my partner, roll up another. Then I light up, now we smoke up.
Don't miss out, every Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out my whole crew on the Real Talk Roundtable with Tweety B, Miss Knack, The Guy Hayru, K.Dot Esco, DJ Sergeant Rock, and Snipe. Because it's that Real Talk Roundtable where we at.
All right. Real Talk Roundtable, Season 2 premiere, night number 2. How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's up?
What's
hey,
going
what's
on?
Good,
what's,
good?
Going on? What's happening, baby? What's happening, baby?
Yeah.
What's going on, baby?
I got back on the right. back.
Hey, Tweety.
Get a two times.
Who sings that We Ain't Free joint? I like that.
It's an artist by the name of Mr. Nephew.
Mr. Nephew.
That I played not Nephew from Florida. This is another Mr. Nephew. If I'm not mistaken,
right.
I believe he is from Alabama. But I'll forward you his bio and stuff because I still have it. He was an artist that was on long years ago when I was on another network. But he's a good artist. Yeah, he made good music.
Yeah,
he really does.
Yeah, send me that. We Ain't Free. That's going on the How Black Are You 2020.
Word? Okay. Make sure I didn't know.
For real.
Okay. We're going to get right into the night, you guys, because we got some exciting topics to get into. And we're going to start tonight with Miss Nat, and she's going to lead the way for us. So I'm just going to pass her the mic and let her take control.
All right.
Thank you. So listen, y'all, this is so crazy. And I stay in the blogs, and this story is just so crazy to me. So basically, for those who don't know who Nicole Murphy is, she is Eddie Murphy's ex-wife. They have, I believe, two or three children they share together. And last week, she was spotted in Italy kissing Lila Rashawn's husband, which if you guys don't know who she is, she's more so known for playing the role of Robin in Waiting to Exhale. Now, where it gets crazy at is that after everybody saw, you know, the pictures that looked very staged to me of Nicole Murphy and Lila Rashawn's husband, who was Antoine Fuqua, who was actually the director of Training Day, the internet went crazy because everyone knows that he is married to Lila. They've been married for 20 years. They actually shared their 20-year anniversary in April, and it was very publicized on her Instagram as well as his. So all the backlash, of course, came out, and Nicole Murphy's excuse for kissing him was that it so happened that she saw him in Italy. It wasn't a planned trip. She just so happened to go to Italy, and he happened to be there, and that he is a family friend, and that she didn't know that he was married. Now, all of a sudden, his pages, his social media pages are gone. Lila Rashawn's social media pages are also gone. And now she's coming out saying that, you know, she apologizes because she didn't know that he was married. Now, my thing is, who the hell, first of all, kisses their family friend in the mouth in two separate locations in Italy? And on top of that, who the hell do any of you know that just so happens to go to Italy and your family friend just happens to also be in Italy? I mean, it's just straight bullshit. Now, what I saw just about 10 minutes ago before the show started was that Antoine Fuqua actually has two children out of wedlock. Both of them he's paying child support for, and also a third child as well that's also in question. So obviously there has been many issues surrounding him and his infidelity. And they've still been married. I don't know if she has forgiven him. Well, obviously she's forgiven him throughout all of this. But it's just really sad to see, you know, people be so bold and, you know, out in the open together, knowing what the circumstances are. And then at the same time, once you get all this backlash, you want to backtrack and say, oh, I didn't know that he was married. Oh, you know, we just so happened to see each other in Italy. Like, if you're going to do something like this and be so bold, I just feel like stand by what you did. You know, don't wait for all the backlash. So I want to get everyone's opinion on this story. So I'm going to start with Ms. Tweety B. What do you think about this girl?
Well, I'm going to say this. If he has a lot of children out of wedlock, and things of that nature, his wife is used to this behavior. Now, it may have been a shock to her who it was, but I think she is, you know, prepared for or expecting even what the next thing would be with a man like that. To me, it seems like her not knowing her own worth as a woman to allow that to keep happening, because it's happening for some reason. And I always say, a man only going to do what you allow. And you allow this behavior, you know, if it's happening over and over again. And two, these men, you always see the story about the woman. And trust me, I'm not siding with her at all, because she is totally, of course, she knew the man was married. Now, come on.
Right.
But she was out of line. But at the end of the day, she doesn't have a commitment. Those men have commitments to their wives. So it's a problem there. You know, so that needs to be addressed.
Absolutely.
Where is his article? Where is his, you know, on his thoughts on it? You know what I mean? So that's my opinion. I think it should have been a strike at him more so than her. And I'm not saying leave her out, but at the end of the day, he is married. So you know, you got bitches
Very
in the
true.
World. You know, you got hoes out all over the world. They're going to be that. So,
that's right.
Ain't no
shame. And obviously she's close to being one, because, I mean, I also forgot to mention that, you know, Lisa Ray from Players Club also came out and talked about how when she was married, to the chief minister of Turk and Caicos that also Nicole Murphy slept with her husband as well as other people's husbands. So obviously this is what she does.
Wow.
And that's
what
a very good point that all of a sudden now to today they brought up what he has done. But why hasn't that already been brought up, you know?
Right.
All right. So now, Snipe, what do you think about this?
The hoes is going to be the hoes. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. They done met up.
Okay.
And got together.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care. That's what it's looking like to me. She's known for doing this. And
right.
It looks like, obviously, he's been doing this, too. So this is a perfect, because you cannot sit up here and tell me, oh, I just see my family friend, I'm going to kiss him in the mouth. Like, huh? And twice we've been invited doing this kind of stuff. Like, come on, like,
right.
Y'all didn't plan this. This is a planned thing. So the hoes done met up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, if it was me, you know, I'm going to have to, I'm gone. It's no more talking to you, none of that. Y'all can do what y'all do. You know what I'm saying? Because you cross the line. That's
right.
Like crossing the line of, you know what I'm saying, of marriage and all that kind of stuff. I don't play about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just,
right. That's right. That's right.
That's
okay,
it.
DJ Sergeant Rock, what's your opinion?
After dissecting this whole ordeal, my thing is, what in the world was on Antoine's mind when he made his wife feel like less of a wife? Because you know she
right.
gained weight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't know what point it was, but I think it was at that point that he thought that he could get away with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because just like you said, this had to be a setup. You know what I'm saying? So what better way for Antoine to get out of his marriage than to set up some bullshit like this, and then, you know, the tabloids get it, and then the press get it, then the media gets it, and it all blows over. But has Antoine's wife really forgiven him?
The reason why
I say that is, why are you so busy destroying your Twitter accounts and Facebook accounts and Instagram accounts if, you know, this was a cordial thing? You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't understand it, but at the same time, I think it was her weight gain that really just made him go off on the deep end and, well, she's just getting too fat for me. I can't take it no more. You know what I'm saying? Woot, woot, woot. So he sets up this shit with Nicole Murphy, you know what I'm saying? And then they wait for the tabloids to get it and all this bad press. And then that's really giving him the out. You know what I'm saying? Like, because obviously he wants out. Obviously he wants out.
Yeah,
of
he
the
can leave. He can float. Yeah, he can get out of that.
You know what
well,
I'm saying? But now,
leave. But
yeah, but you know, you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, yeah,
but,
yeah, for sure.
You know, at the end of the day, it's all on Layla. It's all on her. You know what I'm saying? If she
right.
accepts this man and takes him back, then she's accepting what he's done, and that's it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But if I was Layla,
right.
I get 10,500,000 miles away from this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if he
right.
can do that shit one time, he'll do that shit again. And who's to say
absolutely.
That, okay, this is your ghetto past, you can get away with this shit. No, ain't no telling
right.
who he's done this shit with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all I got to say.
Well, with a marriage, it's not like just walking away and calling it quits at something as simple as cheating. Now, to some people,
right.
cheating is everything, but really it's just a sexual act, and it's something that is missing from your own home. And sometimes it's fixable if you can get through the mess when it comes to a marriage, I'm speaking of.
Now, if it's your girlfriend, mm-hmm. hell yeah, you can walk away. If it's your boyfriend, yeah, you can walk away. With mm-hmm. a marriage, not so much.
Right.
Because it may be kids involved. It may be other things, you know, involved, you know, by both of them having money. It may be a lot of, you know, things involved. And really, in a marriage,
right.
we can have all the opinions we want, but at the end of the day, it's going to be them two. You know, to make a
mm-hmm.
decision
right.
of what's happening. Now, if I was the wife, you know, if you done did this two or
right.
three or four goddamn times, you just go ahead and tell me what I'm getting
right.
out of the deal because I'm leaving. You know, at the
right.
end of the day, I'm leaving.
Right.
You know, if I done gave you two
especially
and three or four
when,
chances,
yeah.
child, please.
Yeah, but now
as well.
Come on now. We talking marriage. How long has they been married?
20 years.
Now that's
20 years too late. That's 20 years too late. You knew that your wife 20 years later was gonna be big or not attractive or all that, because that's what you get. That's what you get married for. You're marrying for better or for worse, for rich or for poor,
right.
and for whatever
right.
the
that's
hell
right.
the fuck you look like. At the end of the day, this is my wife. This is my husband. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't understand that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if they've been married 20 years, 20 years is a long goddamn time. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? But at the same time, Tweety, I can
shit.
Understand. Yeah, I can understand what you're saying,
right.
Tweety B. But at the same time, he should have known that his wife is going to be disfigured one day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He should have known that shit.
Because
it's going to happen. It's going to happen to all of us. It's going to happen. We're going to get
but
old.
But if you out in
we're gonna
the
get...
open like that, I don't think you care. If you out in the open in the public like
you
that, you're playing something like that, I don't think you care like at that point. Maybe you want it to be caught. Maybe you wanted somebody
now,
to be caught. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but ain't no sense.
These pictures were very, I mean, I have seen a lot of press photos, and I'm not crazy. Mm-hmm. These photos were definitely staged. It was in two separate places in Italy. It wasn't like
mm-hmm.
the press was just there and ran across them and took a picture. No, they were very
right.
much staged. But damn it. After fathering two kids in your marriage, he's been doing this. He has a track record of cheating.
Right.
But my thing
right.
is, like, how disrespectful are you to actually have sex with somebody in your marriage and, you know, ejaculate inside of this of women, two different women, and get them pregnant, and you don't even care? Like, if he does not
hair. Like I said, how long has he been doing this shit?
But apparently,
yeah, exactly.
He don't care either.
Okay, now
is my point.
Right.
My
right.
thing
he
is this.
He don't care either.
It ain't just that.
Right.
It's like y'all don't know how his wife really feels. She might be cool with that shit. She probably might be
that's
just tripping because the internet went crazy about it and shit. She might not
right.
want to fuck no more. She might not. She might got her shit going on. She might be lesbian. Mm. She might all kind of shit be going on. Plus,
mm-hmm.
fam, I'm tripping off of. They was in Italy. Once they get to Italy, it ain't even our business no motherfucking more. Who been to Italy on this motherfucking show?
Nobody.
I'm on that shit. Been to Italy, man. Them rich motherfuckers in Hollywood, black, white, Mexican, Italian, whatever the fuck they is, man. They do shit on the level, man. Motherfucker don't even understand. But you got so much money. You done did so much shit. You run out of new shit to do. You know what I'm saying? You run out of new shit. Mm-hmm. They trying everything. Motherfuckers out there trisexuals and shit. They doing their shit, man. So what? I'm a ghetto
wow.
motherfucker, man. My homegirls that I grew up with from the dirt, I kiss them on the mouth all the time. I ain't tongue kissing them or nothing, but I kiss them on the mouth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Family, friends, cousins, you know what I'm saying? If we grow up together, I kiss it on the mouth. Not my family's family friend, my friends, that's friends through family and shit. It's like, man, I don't judge people on that shit. It's like, basically, the shit is a bunch of garbage because if it wasn't no internet and they wasn't talking about it, them people probably got a nice little life, man. They probably love each other in a different way. Like, who to say, man, that it's like you don't get to that point where it's just like, look, I love you to death, man. I just don't want to fuck you no more. go fuck somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
Right.
Get off me, man. Yep. Go fuck somebody else. You got women who literally, like, I had that last baby. Don't you touch me ever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, doctor might have told her some shit that they ain't exploded. We don't know nothing but what some other motherfuckers who commenting on some pictures and talking and gossiping. And Lisa Ray motherfucking ass one come out and shit. Man, where Lisa Ray been? What she got going on in her life right now? What's she doing right now? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All these people coming out, man, trying to get back into their 15 minutes of fame, man. Leave them folks alone. Let them do their marriage, what they going to do. Hey, that's their marriage. That ain't nobody better.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody trying to come out what they
want. I got to interject real quick on the guy, Hey Rue, about what he said. Because I feel like I do agree with you on that to a certain extent. But my thing is like, okay, well, let's say that they don't, that Layla don't care. That he's with her in Italy and all this shit. So my thing is like, okay, so when the press, because they took the pictures on purpose to have them posted for whatever reason, first of all. So
right.
Now, with that being said, if it was okay, if everything was cool, it wasn't going to be no issues around it, well, then because you posted one of the pictures posted online, then when the backlash hit, which you knew it was going to, then why didn't you go ahead and say, well, his wife don't give a damn. We doing whatever the fuck we want to do because she don't give a fuck and he don't give a fuck, and that's what it is. Because they are the ones who put the pictures out. To be seen.
Right.
This is all a plan or deal. So, okay, if they have this type of marriage, so be it. Do what fuck y'all want to do in y'all's marriage. That's y'all's marriage. That's y'all's business. But if that was the case, then why are you hiding behind a bullshit-ass excuse? Because they put the pictures out there. We didn't ask for the photos to be displayed. They could have just not posted nothing, and we wouldn't have known a damn thing about it. They did that shit. So you can't get mad because now you got this backlash because that's what you asked for. Because you already knew it was going to be some backlash
once you
put that shit out there. So you should have never fucking did it if you're going to sit up here and come out with a bullshit excuse. That's my
opinion.
Okay.
Right.
And like
I
said, he had to know.
First and foremost,
he had to know 20 years later that she would be.
Hold up, Rock. First and foremost, when you said how you feel about it, you were 100% right. That's how you feel about it. The whole thing about it, you can never, ever know how serious something going to get. It might have been more than what they wanted to be, even if it was planned. I'm going to say everything you said is right. If it was staged, all that, if everything, the degree of how shit would go crazy, you never know. He got all that money. If he really just wanted to leave his wife, he could just leave. He don't have to make her leave him. He could just cash her out and hold up because you keep saying your thing. Your thing, whatever you say, is going to be right. He could have cashed her out and moved. Or he could have just not said that and moved to another house. See, we keep saying it's their marriage. If it was they cool, why they don't? It's not nobody business for them. They don't have to make no public announcement. She don't have to come forward and say, hey, I'm cool with him doing that. I mean, why do they have to even say anything about their marriage? Why is it anybody business? It's only a problem because everybody else tripping. What's she say about it? She ain't said nothing. So everybody's sitting back.
I don't think anyone cared about
she
it until they
feel,
could put it out there.
She might not feel sorry
like,
for her. She did they post the pictures or other people post the pictures?
What now?
Post the pictures. Did they post a picture or did some paparazzi or some other people post a picture?
No, the blog posted the pictures, but let's be clear about that, though, because people pay the blog to post pictures all the time. You know what I'm saying?
We don't know why they even did this
in the first, because nobody gave a fuck about Antoine.
I'm telling you why they did it. So Antoine can get out of the marriage.
Why would he have to do that? Mm-hmm. Don't even make any sense. Rock says, we really want to just, because personally, I don't give no fucks about other people fucking. But since we really just want to go to probing into it, let's break it down and get out the emotional shit and get on some logic. He a grown-ass man, probably with a lot of money, because he's been in Hollywood for a while. He could afford to go to Italy. If he want to leave his wife, he could leave his wife in less expensive ways. See what I'm saying? Why commit infidelity, man, to shame his children's mama, to make them...
Right.
To get out of a marriage.
Exactly.
You dig what I'm saying?
And that's
so
my point.
Like,
we don't understand nothing.
Yeah. All we do is sit here and comment because, you know what I'm saying, it's a topic to discuss. Me personally, man, I don't even be caring about other people's business. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Shit, Eddie Murphy's wife might got some good pussy. Shit. They can't be mad about that. And 100%, you can't be mad at her. Because the bottom line is, the world is about competition and motherfuckers going for what they want. I don't give no fucks about a broad being married. If I like her, I like her. That nigga ain't my nigga. I don't know that nigga. We compete. See what I'm saying? He got something I want, I'm going to go after. What he mad at me for? If he got her, he got her. If he don't, he don't. If she leaves, she left because she wanted to, not because of nothing I did. She, nigga, you didn't have all she wanted. You know, you might not have been touching them back walls or something. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, man, people do what they do, man. We keep forgetting. We expect everybody to be cordial and have all these moral values and all this old made-up-ass more rules, as I call them. Man, a motherfucking broad got a nice ass. She posts a thing on there. I don't give a fuck if her shit say she married. If I like that, I like what she talking about, her personality, I might inbox her a message like, hey, how you doing? Man, you know that's my wife. Nigga, I don't even know you. Fuck you, it's $100 on the you saw it first. I'ma pick that shit up if you don't get it first. If it's in your hand and I was finna get it, I'ma take it. Nigga, life is, that's what it is, man. Everybody keep talking about this nice shit. That's why it's overpopulation and all this other shit. We're fucking distracted from real life shit going on. On other people's business, man, expect this shit to be nice.
Okay. Let me go ahead and get into Kato Esco. He actually has a question that kind of ties into this that I want him to bring up.
And I want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows this question is just open for the public, open discussion. You can go in and call in, hit us up. So on the same topic, and let me set the stage for you. Now, every one of us, if you have not seen a picture of Layla Rashad, let's say 20 years ago, I encourage you to see if you can find some old pictures of Layla Rashad versus Layla Rashad today. Now, I'm not saying something is right. Yeah, I'm not saying something is right or something is wrong. I'm simply opening the floor up. You know, I leave my opinion out of it just to be clear. I'm not taking any sides. So if you with somebody and the both of y'all are physically fit, I'm talking about in the gym, making it happen all the time, and you get with that person, and then over time, that person, for lack of better terms, let themselves go. And this could be male or female, let themselves go. But you still staying on your fitness tip. And then all of a sudden, a person comes around who is just as fit as you, even 20 years later. Is it realistic or unrealistic to expect that person to give that other person the time of day? I mean, I understand till death do us part and we married and you're in love and you're supposed to work on that, but let's be honest. You know, we're humans. Humans, the very first thing we do, you know, it's a part of reproduction. We're attracted to each other. If you are no longer physically attracted to your mate, you know, how realistic or unrealistic is it for you to be able to be pulled by somebody who is physically fit or physically attractive? You know, because I feel like there's a lot of hate going around because she, you know, she put on all those pounds. But when I look at it and I look online and everything, you know, it's kind of split in two camps. Either those who say it shouldn't matter if she blew up, and those who say, well, she blew up, she should have expected it to come off. So I'm going to leave the floor open for y'all to go ahead and have at it.
Well, my thing, I'll say real quick, as far as for myself personally, if I was, you know, fit and, you know, my husband, you know, had gotten bigger, you know, throughout the years, and then maybe I saw another man at the gym that was real fit and he seemed like he was cool, he gave me a good vibe or whatever, I'm still not leaving my husband. I feel like if, you know, I want him to be on the same level as me, then I'm going to help him get there. I mean, my thing is, like, I'm just myself personally. I'm not leaving nobody over no superficial-ass bullshit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just
right.
Me. We going to work this thing out. Because when it comes to marriage, in my eyes, especially being brought up in a Christian home, them vows before God, I'm not playing with that. And that's just myself. My loyalty runs a lot deeper than some superficial type of thing, like some weight gain, you know. And that's just me.
All right, bet. Tweety, what you think?
I think when it comes to the weight issue, that's like at the bottom of the totem pole when you go to talking about having an affair. You know what I mean? It's like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like weight gain. You have children make you do a lot of shit that you didn't ever do before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And for women, it's a lot worse because y'all can leave and go like you please. But at the end of the day, them children, they be attached to our hips. And it's always something.
Mm-hmm.
That shit make you eat the whole kitchen up and sit up and get fat. Hell. And you got to sit there with the damn kids. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
right.
If you can't love me through that, then fuck you. Get the hell on. That's just me. And
right.
I'm going to tell you
that.
I'm going to hide that from you. I'm going to let it be known.
Okay.
If I'm too big for you, there's somebody out there that's looking for a big bitch just like me. You can get the hell out of here.
Okay.
And
that's trivial.
Yeah.
Now that's trivial.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Trivial. Because that's how I feel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
man,
let me just put it out there. So what if you tell your significant other, hey, you know what, let's go ahead and go to the gym, you know, let's go ahead and change up our diet a little bit. You know, you're trying to work with them, but they refuse. Is it still
all
the same
right,
issue?
Well,
to that's the worst part.
If they refuse, then they just must want to be fat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They must want to be, you know what I'm saying, sloppy and this and that and the third, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I come from the South, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, we pretty much, you know, like what we like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, is there somebody for everybody around this raggedy ass bitch?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know. Some like them big, some like them small. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
like,
right.
And, you know,
yep.
Layla, my whole thing is Layla ain't got to sit there and put up with that shit. I don't give a fuck if she's 20 years into her marriage. She don't have to sit up there and put up with
mm-hmm.
that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She could easily leave and let that nigga go and do his own thing.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a pause right here, if you don't mind. If do y'all still want to talk about this when we come back, or have y'all had enough?
I just want to say this. Being not attracted to somebody don't necessarily have to do with their weight. People change over years. People change.
Yeah, over
some people
time.
Turn into people, man, that it's like, I love you, man, but where you at?
100.
All that shit is like, it's a struggle. You know, then one quick thing real quick. Y'all forget, man, Eddie Murphy cheated on his wife with transsexuals and shit. She might got her own issues, man. You know,
She might.
Right.
Yeah, but that's a topic for another day. Okay.
Yeah, it's
we're gonna take a break right here, you guys, and we're gonna come back in a few minutes. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this? And this? And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
It is nice.
Yeah, but are we a van family?
Are we a van family? Of course you are.
The van just talked.
Sales guy, give me your foot. Is it magic? No, it's a Pacifica. Come on in.
Allow me to do a little self-promotion. Check out all these features that I got up in here.
It also comes in a hybrid.
Yo, what's up? Van life. You know you want it. What are you waiting for? Let's get on the road.
But does it ever shut up?
Me off the lot, baby. I will sing to you on the way home. Pacifica!
Sunrise, sunset. Life ain't been the same since you left. Winter, spring, summer, fall. Four seasons of loneliness, that's for sure. Voicemails, long text. Stalk the IG to see what you post next. Ride around, 90s R&B. Crying for you, like I'm Jodeci. Biggest lesson learned to this day. You don't appreciate that woman till she walk away. She on the glow up while I was on the slow up. Uncle Bruce saying for years you need to grow up. I didn't know then, but I know now. I'd be damned if a man give my queen a crown. Own up to my mistakes, changes for the better. Change for the better if we do it together. We have fucked up, all facts. But that was the past, we can change that.
We can change that.
We in the present, I'll give us given.
It was given.
Our future's so bright, we don't want to miss it.
In the world, and all I want is you. And I can have a million cars, no one rides for me like you. And even when you feel like we should just move on, I can never let you go.
Remember phone calls lasted for hours. Hang up, call back after the shower. Messages back and forth through our friends. This shouldn't be the spot where our love ends, you know. Rose petals is all that you woke on. Rose, champagne, get you in the zone. Run that bubble bath just like you like it. Rub you down to that get quiet. And all I do is think of you. Day and night like 12 hours do. Be the best thing you ever done seen. Have you coming back to back like the first and 15th? We had ups and downs, tell me who though. We ain't perfect, we gon' come up short. All we gotta do is focus on us. Me, you, and God is all I do trust. Before we change and go our separate ways. You convinced that things can't be the same. Search deep, let's make this complete. Is your life the same if it ain't got me? Yeah, I fucked up, all fat. That was the past, we can change that. We in the present, the friend I'll give us giving. Our future's so bright, we don't want to miss it.
A billion girls in the world, and all I want is you.
I want is you.
And I can have a million cars going right for me, like you.
Like you.
We should just.
Diagnosis
come easy. Yeah.
Smooth. You niggas sick, you think that I fall off.
Yeah.
You're just submissive, put her in the chokehold. If she tap out, then she swallow up my boatload. She don't really know tone, she just know the flow dumb. Going off a higher grade, fucking up the ozone. Too much on the stomach, make her hiccup. Drew a little out, rub it on her face before she get up like it's mine. Bed frame posting numbers on the Richter shit. I got him on his damn machine saying to a nigga. My clients come back like the coke wheel. Heard the alias, then caught wind like a boat sail. Reppin' Duck City, feather down, feeling no chill. Baptize your nigga, heard I cleanse him like soap will. Your daughter told my mama I'm a ball. My shit tie breaking, I'ma get her out them draws. Now she don't call me Tone, she call me Ball. We gettin' money, fuckin' bitches, check the squad. Heard I got the sauce, want my recipe. Yeah, I hit, but we ain't dating, still next to me. No commitment, no feelings, I be getting deep. You can't put that ass to sleeping, boy, she be begging me. While I'm in my 40 under your pillow, nigga. The wrong move could turn your wife into a widow, nigga. Too much Henny make me overlook a flaw. You better cuff your bitch, I'll break her off. Smooth, you know. Remember, your daughter told her mama I'm a boss, nigga. I'll break her off.
The Tangless version today.
Hey, Queen, I got a quick question. What is one major turnoff for you on a first date?
Hello, Queen. Good question. Major turnoff on the first date. A liar.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much in one. I'm part Creole, so when I look into people's eyes, I can tell when they're lying to me. I don't do liars. I don't do manipulators, womanizers. Anything with any type of narcissistic behavior, the brain is what captures me. If your mind not right, you're not right. That been anything that's negative and not true.
Okay, we don't want no negativity and no lying. Lying is a very good one, so yeah, kudos for that. Next up.
Well, several things that come to mind. Well, the one that popular to me the most is being on a date, you taking phone calls with others while we're supposed to be together, getting to know one another. And that's one of them, one of my pet peeves, I guess.
Okay, no cell phones during date, you guys. That is so rude. Okay, next up.
Well, mine is when a female tell me that they like old school ways, but it only means like a man doing everything. They forget the old school ways was a woman doing things also. But I don't casually date, so it doesn't fall under me, I guess.
Thank you guys for answering my question. And who knows, I may be asking you next. And that was our hot seat question from last night.
All right, you guys, we are back in the building. I was supposed to play that last night, but we was running short on time. But those were some good responses for, major turnoffs on first dates. So there is something else that I want to get into, though. And I'm going to play this for you guys. And we're going to talk about it for just a few minutes.
According to News1.com, bisexuality among black women is on the rise. And the article reads, as sociologists who study sexuality, we've noticed how more and more women are reporting that they're bisexual. But in the most recent survey, one subset stood out. 23% of black women in the 18 to 34 age group identified as bisexual, a proportion that's nearly three times higher than it was a decade ago.
Okay. So my question is, what do you guys think is the spike in bisexuality nowadays versus, you know, regular heterosexuals? Like, what is causing the spike in black women to like girls and boys? So, okay, we'll start with K. Esco. What do you think?
All right. I think the answer is twofold. Number one, the being in any type of relationship outside of a traditional heterosexual relationship has become a lot more accepted nowadays. So you have a lot more people that are not afraid to come out there. I actually believe that bisexuality, homosexuality, all that stuff has been around for hundreds of years. It's just it's becoming more acceptable in society to actually come out and say that you are X, Y, or Z. And number two, personally, I feel like a part of it is a fad. It's like a trend. It's like it's like trending to you know, take pictures of yourself doing whatever with females, or to have the threesomes and the, you know, the situation. I feel like, especially amongst the younger generations, you know, I'm talking about high school age and on up. To me, it seems like it's more of, well, this is the end thing to do. You know, you have pictures of females. You know, we're such an over-sexualized society now. You know, it's like the next logical step. You know, when you went from Two Live Crew and Luke Skywalker to where they would have women, you know, popping whatever, doing sexual things with men on stage, it's like the next logical progression. You know, and if you go to any given club, you'll see more females standing with each other than actually out there on the dance floor dancing with other guys. You know, and they'll be smacking each other on the ass, doing other. It's like it's trendy. It's like this is what we do. You know, so that's just my two cents as to what's going on with that.
All right. DJ Sergeant Rock, what are your thoughts? We got you up. Okay, we'll move it all to Miss Nat.
Y'all go.
Okay, he back.
Y'all go.
All right.
Like Kwame said, I think they're just doing it for the fad. You know what I'm saying? But I also think that, you know, people who take that shit literally, I think they're the ones that's the most confused about which way I want to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, so okay, Kwame said it. It's a fad. Right, because if a bunch of men see a bunch of girls in the club together and they're patting each other on the ass and they're doing all that, but they're not dancing with no dudes, it's because they don't want to dance with no dudes. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing that I don't get. You know what I'm saying? The clubs used to be more so for dancing, male and female. You know what I'm saying? But since all this is being accepted at a rapid rate, you know what I'm saying? The women have pretty much taken over this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think they're just doing it just to pass the time and to really figure out what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. You know what I'm saying? But until then, they booty popping and patting each other on the ass and all that old shit. You know what I'm saying? Trill.
Okay. All right, Miss Matt, what are your thoughts?
This is a tough one for me because I personally have slightly an issue with the term bisexuality. And I'm not trying to offend anyone who considers themselves bisexual, but it's just, you know, it's hard for myself to wrap my head around not particularly being attracted to both sexes, but how you cannot like one over the other. And I kind of feel like, just me speaking, that the one you like the most is the one you need to go with. You know what I mean? I think, you know, when it comes to black females, I think a lot of it has to do with what Kwame and Rock said. It's a fad. I think they think it's like the trend, you know, it's cool to be bisexual. Maybe they want to try something different. Maybe they're searching for something that they've never had, you know. Maybe they're just, you know, curious and think they're bisexual. And I think also it's, you know, for some people, you know, they'll put on that, you know, they'll say that they're bisexual because they're afraid of really coming out saying they're actually gay, you know. But
right.
I think
right.
It's kind of just a mixture of just all three. But I just have an issue with, you know, people like just saying they're bisexual, because I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it necessarily, I guess you can say. Not saying it's not possible. I just don't understand, because I feel like you will like one over the other more.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's that's mm-hmm. who you should identify with is that one. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Right.
That's
just it's always some type of competition.
Right.
It's always some type of competition.
Basically,
all right.
Yeah,
nice.
Exactly.
Hey, man, it boils down to us niggas, y'all. You know, you can't leave us out. This a whole equation. You know, when y'all were growing up, you know, did this old girl dirty and shit. And then she don't want to fuck with niggas no more. She want to jump the boat, go get a girl. And
right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? She rocking with the girl
right.
for a minute. The girl doing dirty, so she going back to the nigga. So she all confused. So it's like a whole confusion. And then now it's
right.
like a trend going on. You know what I'm saying? This same
mm-hmm.
question, y'all, I asked one of my sister's friend, and she said she was bisexual. And also she is a parent. So she told me she has a baby mama and a baby daddy. I said, how is
wow.
this possible? You know what I'm saying? How is this
right.
even possible? She's like, well, you know, just because, you know, when I'm here, you know, I have this with my girlfriend, but how is this your baby mom? This is not in that equation. You see what I'm saying? But it's so confusing.
Right.
But it's like today, if you say it to somebody, the younger generation, oh, they all know what this is. We stuck on a whole different mind frame. We ain't caught in the trend. I don't want to be caught in the trend, y'all. But it's like a whole confusion going on with all that shit, man.
Right.
True. Mhm. Okay, then. Well, let's see. Is it God hate rule?
Yeah. You know, I've been a kind of a freaky dude for a long time, so. It's like bisexuality is not something that's new. So it's like it's just more acceptable. I mean, you know, you go around and you take a poll, you know, and ask people what they do. Some people, man, you know, they comment based on what's acceptable. And I think being bisexual as a woman is a lot more acceptable now, so they can be out about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not really have to look at it with no stigma attached to it, because, you know, we all think about it when you look at, you know, if you look at the history of bisexual women or, you know, homosexuality or any of that stuff, you all got that aunt that, you know what I'm saying, acted like a dude, or that, you know what I'm saying, was a little rougher. So it's like you got a different perception of stuff. So it had negative connotations of what it was. You know what I'm saying? So people feel a lot more comfortable with coming out and talking about it. And it's like, as far
right.
as women being in the club dancing with each other and stuff, that really has nothing to do with bisexuality, man. Women just more comfortable chilling. I mean, dudes is creeps. Feel what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
like, they
mm-hmm.
can do that. You know, you don't mind
right.
if you grab your ass now and then, but dudes be trying to fuck, like literally trying to
mm-hmm.
fuck on them. They get their hands on the wife.
Yeah.
So girls clean together because it's like, man, we can enjoy ourselves, have a few drinks, smack some ass, laugh and giggle and shit. You know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
then it's a couple of rounds.
Right.
It's like, and get a little attention. You know what I mean? But at the
right.
same time, I don't really see nothing wrong with it. That's their choice. That's their decision to make, man, being, you know, the bisexual
right.
thing. My thing right. with my female friends has been that a bisexual woman always has the struggle of being in a relationship with a female because there's something that is missing. The thing that is missing is the penis. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A strap-on can't do that one thing. You can't give a woman that specific women. I don't want to try to speak for it, but the one I've talked to, they don't get that satisfaction of like that finish. Like when they make a dude bust that nut, they know it's, you know, it's done. I did my job.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's a checkout time.
Mm-hmm.
Man, like that.
Right.
You know, you've been on me for like 4 hours now. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you go be done. You know, when you gonna be done with this, when this thing gonna go soft and do what it's gonna do. But I think bisexuality has been around for a long time, and I just think people are more comfortable talking about it right now. You know, the same thing with these closet dudes. You know, they've been around for a long time. They just slowly but surely started to come out. You know, when you accept more things in society, man, people are willing to try more things. You know what I mean? It's like the envelope has always been being pushed. This stuff has always been in society. So that's my take.
Okay. All right, you guys. Well, that is it for us for this second night of our season 2 premiere. And we thank everybody that tuned in tonight and listened to all of the topics that we had tonight. And if you have a topic that you want us to get into, send it to us. You know how to get in touch with us. Y'all see us where we at. So y'all get those topics to us, and we'll get them out there. And we'll see you guys next Monday at 9 p.m. right here where you are right now. And you can share the link, you guys. I'm constantly reminding you that you can share the link. And if you miss it, you can always go back and listen to it later when you get a chance. All right? So we'll see you guys next Monday.
Right.
And be cool, be safe, and stay prayed up. Amen?
Shout out to the Bisexual.
Amen.
Yeah.
Trio. It's real.